As we move into the world of integral, computerized knowledge, mere classification becomes secondary and inadequate to the speeds with which data can now be processed. We are moving out of the world of data classification into the world of pattern recognition.
Tedium. It's the dull side of the internet.
You got mail.
A hidden track is basically any piece of audio on a record that's not listed on the track list. Sometimes it can be something very short, like a vignette. It can be an actual out-and-out single that just they decided to add after the album's record sleeve had already been printed.
Do you know what the very first hidden track was?
Yeah, it was actually a Beatles song off of Abbey Road, Her Majesty. 23 seconds. Basically, the engineer that worked on that album, he actually just kind of added it without telling the band.
Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she doesn't have a lot to say. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she changes from day to day. I want to tell her that I love her a lot, but I gotta get a belly full of wine. Majesty's a pretty nice girl. Someday I'm gonna make a mine, oh yeah. Someday
the Beatles being such an influence on pop and rock music and all music, I guess we could say, once that hidden track was discovered, did that cause other musicians and other bands making records to start including hidden tracks on their albums?
Yeah, it actually started a bit of a trend. It was probably more pronounced during the CD era, but there were definitely examples of this during the vinyl era. One that really kind of stands out is Monty Python. They basically created an album called The Monty Python Magic Tie and Handkerchief.
I think all right-thinking people in this country are sick and tired of being told that ordinary decent people are fed up in this country with being sick and tired.
Yeah, yeah.
I am certainly not. Well, I'm sick and tired being told that I am.
It came out in 1973, and sort of the trick of the record is that both sides of that record were listed as side two, but one of the sides of the record actually had a double groove to it.
Hidden tracks did make the move from analog records to digital CDs, and you make the argument that compact discs have more interesting hidden tracks than vinyl. Why do you say that?
There was more to mess with. CDs being a digital format, they allowed you to do things like mess with the track numbers. You could emphasize silence a little bit more. Because compact discs, they held more stuff, so you had more white space to work with. And one of the things that they messed with is called the pre-gap. Basically, what this is that if you take a CD with a pre-gap track on it, you can actually rewind it back beyond 0.00 and find a whole nother song or two.
One of the most famous hidden tracks appears at the end of Nirvana's iconic 1991 album, Nevermind. Can you tell me about this hidden track?
Endless Nameless. Basically, it shows up at the very end of the album, and Nirvana specifically designed it in such a way that it would sound like the end of the record hit. There would be 10 minutes of silence, and then all of a sudden, listener would get blasted with this loud, abrasive rock track. It became the high watermark for hidden tracks, I would really say. It was the one that really made the concept of hidden tracks something that a lot of bands did. Because it was such a popular album and because it was a relatively novel trick at the time they did it, I don't think it was intended to be anything more than just the thing that Nirvana finished this album off with. It just happened to become much more of a cultural phenomenon because Nirvana as a whole became a cultural phenomenon.
I'm guessing that since nowadays we consume so much of our music digitally, the hidden track is pretty much extinct, or is it still around? Or maybe it's around, but it's so well hidden, we just don't know?
The hidden track has been replaced by the bonus track. These days, when it comes to streaming, it's harder to catch someone off guard with a piece of music. So I think that while the hidden track is less relevant than it once was, I think with streaming, it's harder to hide something on Spotify than it was on a plastic disc.
Play me again. Play me again.
Ernie Smith is the editor of Tedium, which explores the dull side of the internet. You can find out more about Ernie at WPR.org/beta. Do you think road rage is a relatively recent development? It's not. It actually goes back 200 years. Fasten your seatbelts for a guided tour of the history of road rage with Brian Smith. I'm Doug Gordon. You're listening to Beta on Wisconsin Public Radio.